Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now welcome to another episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You are now tuned in, the pandemic of the hip hop culture 21. Yes, people, I'm back. I'm definitely back, people. Been out of the game for roughly 4.5 months. But I tell you, pardon me for that. You know, we all go through ups and downs. I went through my ups and downs and still going through my ups and downs. We know, you know, nobody's not perfect. We're only human. But I do appreciate my listeners and followers for believing in me, as always. And for those who kept listening and hoping I came back, I appreciate y'all as well, because I'm back. Set the record straight for the hip-hop and to report the hip-hop how it should be reported, right? Okay, I'm here. Let's go. Let's get it. United States, nearly 1 in 5 USA adults live with mental illness. 51.5 million suffer from mental illness around the world, people. Around the world, they suffer from it. So if you know anybody, friends, family, and associates, and you have any knowledge on how to deal with it, on how to guide them, to help them with their mental illness, mental illness, don't be afraid, people. Help them. If you have the mobility to do it, people. Help people. You know, reach out with a helping hand, you know, because we all dealing with some kind of mental illness in this world, right? We are dealing with mental illness now. You know, let's don't forget, we in this pandemic since 2020, we still in it, dealing with it, okay? So if anybody have any acknowledgement, help them, okay? Okay, let's move on. Let's get it. Okay. Boom. Okay. I'm here to give you a brief message by my sponsor called Anchor FM. Anchor FM helped me out a whole lot, people. It helped me to get this far and inspired me to keep doing this, to be a voice. Not just a podcasting voice, but a voice for hip hop, for something that I love. One of the things I love in my life, one of the music genres I love in my life, to even be here talking about it. It gave me the inspiration and pushed my motivation to be able to speak like I am right now to y'all. And I appreciate Anchor for all it is doing for me and for all what it's going to do for me in the near future. Okay? So thank you once again, FM. I appreciate Anchor FM for all your support. Okay? Let's get it. All right. Let us pray. Okay. Prince Marky D, rest in peace. DMX, rest in peace. Black Rob, rest in peace. Little Loaded, rest in peace. Shaq G, rest in peace. Indian Red Boy, rest in peace. KTS Dre, rest in peace. Chucky Thompson, which is a producer. R&B hip hop producer, to be exact. Pardon me once again. Rest in peace. YMT John, rest in peace. 12 o'clock Wu Tang affiliate, rest in peace. Imani 22, rest in peace. Biz Markie, rest in peace. Did a segment on him called The Three Kings, along with DMX and Black Rob. Gonzo, rest in peace. Wa Kiki, rest in peace. Young Dolph, man. Young Dolph, an independent artist that kind of remind me of, you know, and I'm going to pause for a minute on this and talk about Young Dolph for a minute, people, because he really showed people that you could really be independent in the hip hop culture. And he did. He showed you in so many different ways. And he also showed you how to get in real estate and how real estate was important to his family. You know, so for those who think you can't do it, could do it. You know, Young Dolph was walking inspiration, people. He was kind of like, which bugs me out in certain ways, another Nipsey Hussle, showing you that you could do it without the distributing company, showing you you could do it with only your own. And he did it, and he was walking inspiration, people. Yes, he was. Okay, Slim 400, another mind blower. Wow. Another person who contributed to hip-hop culture. For all the other brothers I mentioned, they contribute to the hip-hop culture. And hopefully we all can take something from these brothers that we lost, right? Let's move on. Okay. The Kingo Kid. Man. This guy wore so many hats, man. I can't believe it, man. He was part of the UTKO members group that consists of the real Roxanne Shante people. Yes. Now, also, he was a producer, a composer, a performer, an artist manager, a songwriter, the president of his own label and production company, Kingo Creative Inc., a CEO of public relations firm, a creative media group, and a lecturer. Man, this guy wore so many hats, man. Only minds can tell, right? Man, he contributed so much, man. My condolences to all these brothers that contributed to hip hop. Y'all will never be forgotten. Y'all always gonna be remembered for y'all contribute. Okay, let's move on, people. Draco the Ruler, which would meet his fate when he got on the Rolling Loud stage and got stabbed in his neck. And nobody seemed to know what happened. Wow. A sad way to lose your life. Virgil. Man, rest in peace to Virgil. My condolences to you and your family. You contribute a lot as well. You took Louis Vuitton on a whole another level. Not only you did that, you also brought the hip hop attention, you know, pulled hip hop attention into it and built on it. You was also responsible for artist album covers such as Kanye West's. You also inspired Kanye West to believing that he could be a fashion mogul within hip hop. Mind blowing, ain't it? Virgil, man. You know, appreciate your contributing to hip hop as well. Your work will never be forgotten. However, let's move on. Michael K. Williams, another mind blower. This brother was so deep of a brother, man. You know, from East Flatbush, Brooklyn, struggling artists who not only put the motivation into making his dream come true, but several other people. Dreams come true, such as brothers like Tyson Beffett, who would be a friend of his, and him and several others would go out looking for gigs and getting auditions together and all being put on, right? And it kind of reminded me of what happened with Salt and Pepper and Kid and Play and Martin Lawrence. Same kind of ordeal, right? They all, you know, put their minds together and they up, you know, on the up. And really made it happen for themselves. You know, when I met this brother in his neighborhood, he was deep brother, man. I was just so appreciative to meeting this guy, man. I had a great energy about him. Next thing you know, I ended up on the E! Channel with him. Man, I appreciate what that brother did and how he embraced me and how I embraced him. I wanted to do a segment on him. Michael K. Williams, to be exact, once again, people. But it was so touching, and I couldn't do it because I didn't have the energy at the time to do it. But now I'm talking about it now. I'm talking about this man now, the actor right now, the activist right now, activist slash background dancer. He will also be known for backup dancing for singers and singing groups, to be as such. Yes. And he will model too. He will go on modeling as well. It being in great shows and movies as well that we know him as, right? Okay. Give that man his props, man. Michael K. Williams all day, man. My condolences to you and your family, man. He was a great brother, man. I'm just proud that I met you. Oh, and also, too, what was the other mind-blowing thing, man. Didn't know he knew my big bro, Muhammad Ali / Phoenix Ron. He's another hip-hop / hip-hop artist / hip-hop dancer / artist, avatar artist / who was on his come up with Michael K. Williams, who was good friends with Michael K. Williams, right? They didn't even know they knew each other, right? And you can check him out on the Phoenix Ron Facebook or Instagram. He's very known for his avatar art, his books, his dancing. He was in movies like New Jack City. He was responsible for some of the fashion that you've seen on being worn with Salt and Pepper and Dana Dane and Kid and Play and Illinois Scratch. You know, if you remember Illinois Scratch, they had the Punisher outfits on. He was the one that created those outfits. Kid Frost, my props is due. That brother is hip hop all day. You can check him out on Phoenix Ron Instagram or Phoenix Ron on Facebook. Okay, let's move on, people. That's another good big brother of mine. He also inspired me to get in hip hop as well. Okay, let's move on. Okay, AJ Johnson, another mind blower, man. That was a super mind blower for me, man. I still can't wrap my head around how half of the cast of Friday passed away like that. It was mind blowing. Michael Douglas is an AJ Johnson, the comedian. He was so funny, man. He brought light to everything he touched, man. Michael Douglas is to him and his family as well. Shop Duke, hey, Scooby Doo. Man, this brother was known for acting in a hip hop on movie called Breaking. He would be known for his dancing and breaking, but he wasn't just a hip hop dancer. He was also a great actor as well. Mind blowing. Much props to my condolences to Betty White and her family as well. She contributed a lot into the black community. And for those who don't know what she did, she was an actor / activist as well / show actor. Y'all seen her on various different things. You know, she had a big brand, Betty White. Who could forever get Betty White, right? But she definitely helped out the black community in different ways too as well. And you can check that out and do your research on that. And or look at some of these bloggers who spoke about her, or, you know, check out Betty White, the actress, the great actress Betty White, the legend, the legendary Betty White, right? Another mind blower to me, oh man. Max Jillian, dog that 88, best known for being a black exploitation film actor. The most famous movie he ever did, The Mac. Who could ever forget him, people? I mean, come on. The way he spoke, the way he dressed, his look, his shiny, glinty clothes. I mean, who could ever forget The Mac, right? Come on, man. He was the face of the black exploitation films. You know, stood alongside of greats like Pam Grier and such. You know, just like Pam Grier is known for her black exploitation films. Well, Max Jillian was too. The Mac, people. May he rest in peace. My condolences to his family. Let's move on. Okay. Kodak Black. Man, Kodak Black, how can I get around to even start talking about you? This brother, not only he gets locked up 100,000 times, he will also make a disrespectful remark towards Lauren London, which is Nipsey Hussle's widow, make a video that go viral of him dancing to a slow songs with his mother and squeezing her butt, people. Can you believe that shit? A video that go viral with a son squeezing his mother's butt. I don't know what kind of hip hop that is, people. I really don't know what kind of hip hop that is. That's just ridiculous. That's just a disrespect to the hip hop culture in itself. He was also getting beef with another fellow artist named Jack Boy, for whatever reasons they had gone both for blows on the internet. Took them out what they gonna do to each other, however, whatever. Let's move on. Okay. Kanye West versus Drake. Yeah, they would have a beef for a long period of time, people, and this beef would goes on. You know, sneaky shots we be throwing back and forth at each other's camps. Pusha T would even push the beef to his limits. He would embody his camp beef and take on Drake by himself for a long period of time, right? And some people just couldn't understand why the beef kept going on and on on, you know, with those two brothers. It's because of Kanye West, people. And he had his own reasons why he disliked the Drake. Okay. Let's move on. D-Nice. Man, D-Nice is the pandemic savior. And what I mean by that, people, he healed people with music. And he's still healing people with music. He would get rewarded. He would get his accolades and still get invited to a bunch of different award shows, TV shows, talk shows, you name it. And he's still doing his thing, people. He's still being rewarded. He will also put a video out. Can you believe that, people? DJ D-Nice even put a video out, right? He would be hired at so many different venues to the point where he was practically booked at times, right? Let's give props to that man, D-Nice, for keeping them wheels spinning. Them DJ turning wheels I speak of. Yes, people. Let's give props to that brother, DJ D-Nice, for putting his working in hip-hop forever and still doing it. You know, just still spreading that love, that magical love, healing love that everybody need, which is good music. And not that fast kind either. Okay, let's move on. Nas. Nas will go on and continue his KOD. Y'all know what I'm talking about, people. That KOD album, well, that KOD album will turn around and become a part two album. And because of him dropping the KOD album part two, people will start wondering why he kept talking about the Suge Knight and Death, you know, his Suge Knight and Death Row beef. And he will delve a little bit in a track that he named Death Row East. Inquiring minds wanted to know more about it as well, right? And he would tell his side of the story, and it would spark questions in people's minds, right? So as that time goes on, Jungle, his brother, would get on the Smoking Champs interview and talk about his version of the beef that he had with Tupac, right? But see, people got kind of like twisted and confused about which beef it was. Well, actually, people, it was two different beefs. It was one with Nas and Tupac that occurred, right? And it was one with Nas' brother, Jungle, that occurred, you know. And if you'd like to know more about that, you'll have to go on Smoke Champs to listen to his interview and his version of the beef, right? Okay, now we know it was two different versions of the beef that happened, okay? All in that same day. Well, same night, that is, right? Okay, let's move on. Little Boosie will go on a gay rant, disrespecting the gay community. I mean, come on, Boosie, man. If you felt and had comments like that, you should have kept them to yourself, right? Or you should have went about it in a more respectful way. You know, even if you didn't like Lil Nas X, you know that was still wrong based on the whole community, which is the gay community, people. Come on, stop it. Stop it, all right? Wow. It was just crazy this year, man. Everybody's just putting on their boxing gloves and going at it. Okay, let's move on. T.I. and Tiny will catch a sexual assault they will blame T.I. for sexually assaulting his wife. That's ridiculous, people. I never heard this. It's just crazy. But he will be accused for a sexual assault on his wife. That is ridiculous, people. Anyway, let's move on. Nicki Minaj would question the vaccination shots, would make comments about it on the internet. Well, my opinion about that, you know, everybody's entitled to one. So if that's how she felt about the vaccination shot, well, let her. That's how she felt, right? Hey, can't stop nobody's opinion. Anyway, let's move on. Soulja Boy will go on beefing with Young Dolph for years to come, even after Young Dolph was shot and killed, he would still disrespect him like he was still living. Soulja Boy, that's very unfair. That man is not allowed to defend himself. I think you should let it go and cut the BS. And even him and Kanye West will go at it, go blow, you know, go word for word and blows for blows on the internet based on Young Dolph and his family, how his family felt. Yeah, you know, show respect, you know. Put what you felt to the side for that man's family, at least, you know. He's not here to defend himself, so let it go. Leave it alone. Once again, my condolences to the Young Dolph family, okay, and friends. Peace. Okay, the baby will get on a low and the Rolling Loud stage and make diss comments about gay people and lose a lot of endorsements and lose a lot of venues. And to this day, the baby is suffering from that. Now, I'm not going to say he apologized, but it's going to be a while before he be the baby that we will remember again. So right now, the baby, sit down and learn a little something about life. Okay, let's move on. 21 Savage will talk about how men could cheat and it was okay. Well, that might be how you feel, 21 Savage, but them real women out there don't look at it that way. So I think you need to have a sit down too. Damn, it was just crazy, man. Anyway, let's move on. The verse battles, Swiss Beatz and Timbaland verse battles. Woo! I tell you, one of my favorite ones, and I guess everybody else's favorite one, talking about the verse battles now, was the Lox versus Dipset. You know, when you think hip hop is drowning, right? The real hip hop culture is drowning. Somebody rise up and save it and put it back in perspective. Like your man Jadakiss and the Lox did. You know, don't get me wrong. Dipset started getting the hang of things towards the end of the performance. But at the beginning, I ain't seen no hip-hop work effort made whatsoever. And I'm have to give it up to Jadakiss for showing all his hip-hop work effort. I mean, for no lip singing to performance, man. He reigns supreme on what we call real hip hop. He showed his hip hop work ethic. He showed us, he told us, and he showed us again, right? For the real hip hop heads and listeners, you knew this was a night for us real hip hop head listeners, for real. I mean, Jadakiss, man, work ethic was impeccable. He reigned supreme that night. Or what it takes to really be a hip-hop artist, for real, what hip-hop artists is supposed to do. Remember their verses and bring the performance. I mean, really bring a great performance, right? And not be sore losers, okay? And it's not about how you look either. It's about your work effort, people. Come on. Dipset, I'm disappointed in y'all, but hey, everybody have their days, right? Okay, let's move on. Fat Joe would even take it to his limits and battle Ja Rule. Now that was a big spin on things, right? He would put his work effort in. Yes, he would, people. And he would even win it. Well, what made him lose? He forgot that. Disrespecting, beyond disrespecting, is wrong. Calling out names of people, calling them names, such as Vita and Little Mo, calling them crackheads, and they don't look right the way they dress. I mean, come on, Fat Joe, you and all people should know that wasn't a hip hop move. Good move on your behalf. That move you made was not a good one. You know, even in hip hop, you have to be respectful, regardless of what. You have to show that respect, right? And you took the verse battle to a whole different realm, Fat Joe. And I was very disappointed in you, but he would go on apologizing, saying he was sorry to Vita and Little Mo, and hey, sometimes you got to be the big man, and you did that, Fat Joe. So we still love you for your work effort in hip hop. Okay, let's move on. Bone Thugs Harmony versus 3-6 Mafia. They would get on stage and they would greet each other. But it would be something sad. Something sad that's so disrespectful that would end up being fist fights and blows thrown. And Fat Joe would have to break it up. But after that, they would patch it up and move on to performing. And they had one of the most illest surprise guesses. Terrence Howard. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. Man, hands down, either way, it was still a great performance. We appreciate y'all work effort in hip-hop. Thank y'all so much for contributing. Okay, let's move on, people. Wacko 100. Wacko. Man, this guy be on Clubhouse like Clubhouse. Like if Clubhouse was the only platform to be on, man. He's so opinionated on things that occur in hip-hop. He knows so much. Sometimes to the point where he don't give somebody else a chance to show their opinion or speak their opinion on things. But other than that, he's very hardcore and very upfront about how he feel about things in the world in general. He will also go on and try to sideline with 6ix9ine about his right and wrong of doing in hip hop, right? He would play the big brother role, but then the way people started questioning why he would sit down with him in the first place. It's kind of like a two-part question for me. I'm still not sure about that whole interview and all. You know, why he made it his business to want to sit down with that man. Who knows? But a lot of people didn't like him sitting down with him. People question him to this day about him sitting down with him. We'll never know, people. We'll never know. He will also be hosting a live conversation with Hassan Campbell versus Mama Duck. Oh, man, Hassan. Well, Hassan will go on talking about how he don't like how the Chicago rappers talk about dead people, you know, dissing dead people. And I can understand that, people, you know, because that do start a lot of things. You know, that do create a lot of violence, right? And why it was so significant for people such as drill rappers from Chicago to be disrespecting the dead. And Hassan Campbell took it very deep. And I can understand his point, but however Mama Duck did. Mama Duck wanted to mind his business. Mama Duck felt like, you know, he was being disrespectful because he went so far for talking about how she wasn't a mother, how she ain't parent, right? And she would get back at him by saying she wished she was a man, she would put some boxing gloves on and knock the fuck out of him. But hey, that was her feelings on it too as well. You know, I can understand your opinion, but don't disrespect me, right? Don't tell me how to be a parent and such when you don't know me from my whole little world. And it would get so crazy to the point where brothers like Al Capone, you know, artists like Al Capone, you know, Al Capone from Chicago and several other artists will downplay the situation by telling who Hassan to mind his business. He don't know what goes on in Chicago, and Wack 100 telling him the same thing as well. He think he should mind his business. But hey, you know, everybody's entitled to your opinion. But I just don't think that it's going to be squashed no time soon, because it was a very heated argument between him and his lady who lost all her sons. So we're going to just leave it like that. Okay, moving on, people. He will also flip out on Blueface, his artist, for taking care of Chrisean Rock. He would flip on Blueface and explain to Blueface why he shouldn't have been taking care of that way. For whatever reason that was, we really never know. All we know is this young hip-hop artist was trying to look out for this, this up-and-coming singer. However, she ended up getting thrown out or getting escorted out by the police, right? and felt like she deserved to live there too. And the beep goes on. Okay. Dream Champs. Oh, man. They had a great highlight of a year. Let me tell you. Great highlights. Okay, the first highlight I noticed was Kanye West talking about Big Sean, how he felt Big Sean disrespected him, how he left him, turned his back on him, and all these other things he did for him and stuff like that. And Big Sean would come back on there talking about how he didn't disrespect him, he didn't leave him, but however he owed him some money, you know. And you know Kanye West, you know, said one of the reasons why his daughter was named North was because of Nori. And also how he owed Beanie Siegel some money for the Ye name. But he would never really admit how he owed Big Sean millions of dollars, right? All right, whatever. You know, to each his own, right? So that's what the main beef was about. Him not trying to pay him his money back. You know, pay him the money that he owned during the time he was down with Good Music Group. Hopefully they could pass that up, but it's just crazy. You know, if you owe somebody some money, you talking about giving money to people and all this stuff, then that maybe you should pay that man the money that you owe him as well, right? I mean, if you owe people, right, and you willing to pay people back, then that man shouldn't be complaining about what you owe him. All right. You know, he also, you know, ran on about, you know, what he did, what he's doing. The whole Larry Hoover thing, movement with Larry Hoover Jr., how he's trying to help get him free, which is why I can't understand why he don't just help Big Sean as well. Something to question, Kanye West. Something to question me. But anyway, let's move on. Moni Love will also get up there, and she would be questioned about her and Tupac relationship. So the story goes, they was on tour together with Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and all these other guys. Cause you were on the ground and her group, Native Tongues. You know, Shock G didn't have no more room, you know, room for Tupac. So Moni Love and Tupac ended up bunking together. And Nori would question that bunking together part. He would ask her, did they date? Did they mess around? She would reply and say, well, you know, me and Tupac got cool on a tour, and we became good friends. But quiet minds want to know what kind of good friends they was, right? Well, she's saying she never slept with him. Whatever, it's their business if she slept with him or not. She say that he always felt that she felt that would be his wife, and he always expressed how he felt about her. Whatever, right? You know, if she don't want to really tell the real truth, oh, well, she's a grown woman. She entitled to that. Whatever. Let's move on. Okay. Alicia Keys would even get up there and admit that she got a call from Jay-Z about her changing her lyrics and her vocals on a New York song. Right? Felt like her work ethic was being questioned. She would go on and move on and change the song, and change her vocals and make it even a greater song, right? Cool shit. She would even talk about how she wasn't really that interested in Swiss Beats at first when they first met. She never looked at him on a dating tip, but what? But who knows, right? She's with him now. She his wife now. That might have been just a feeling that she had back then. Whatever. You know, people also want to know, why was she titled one of her songs on a new album, La La? Like, what's that song really, really about? We ain't gonna never know, people. I mean, we have an idea. You can read between lines and figure out that way, but her telling it, we'll never get the full truth out of her mouth anyway. Okay. Moni Love and Mrs. Fall will go back on Dream Champs together. And pretty much invade Drink Champs and take over Drink Champs the way they wanted to, right? Will also not give Nori a chance or no words to even ask, you know, to questions to even ask them. They would cut him off the whole show and take over the whole show, by the way. I mean, two powerful women that were, you know, that is, you know, in the hip hop culture, period. I mean, you got to understand, yeah, that was a very, how can I say, a very mind-blowing interview. To have two of the most powerful women up there together. Yeah, Nori, you should have thought about that. Ugh. You know, and he would ask some questions. He would ask Melissa Ford, the game question, you know, driving Fords and stuff like that. She would tell him straight up she didn't own no Ford during that time. And she just couldn't understand why her name would be mentioned, and come to find out is because no other video Vixen model accomplished what she accomplished. And that's why he did the song in the first place. Okay, whatever. And Monique Love would be questioned again about the whole Tupac thing. I mean, come on, right? Like she said, her and Tupac was good friends. Let's move on, all right? French Montana would even get up there. And he would make amends with Laws of the Underground off that sample that he did from their song, right? And apologize for not inviting him on a project within itself. Good man, French Montana. That was love. That was hip hop love for real, man. That we appreciate you apologizing to them guys, man, and showing you ain't meant no harm towards them or no disrespect. Cool. That one goes in hip hop history forever. Okay, let's move on. Ghostface Killah and Raekwon would get up there and express their feelings and talk about the hip hop culture as well, but also let the whole world know that they friend Big U. You understanding would be case would be overturned and he would be let free from a 1997 murder that he never committed, people. They friend that was there from the very beginning that got locked up for a murder that he never committed is now home. They let him go free. Yes, man. Yo, man. That was some love up there. I mean, for y'all to put him to the forefront and let his story be known like that and let him speak on the story was mind-blowing. To hear that man's story was just mind-blowing to me, you know. And that just let me know that y'all some real dudes. We appreciate y'all, Ghostface Killah and Raekwon, for not forgetting that man and not forgetting hip-hop, real hip-hop, that is, right? Okay. Things would get so more hectic, you know, versus again. Jay-Z would be on a Twitter Clubhouse live conversation with Alicia Keys having a conversation about music, right? And one of the things would come up out of Jay-Z's mouth, right? He would go on and say, he would beat around the bush for a minute in a conversation with him and Alicia Keys and then go on and say that no one could stand with him on a versus stage whatsoever. No one. Last time I checked Jay-Z, you was not the only one that was great at what you did. Okay, I can remember DMX wanted to challenge you on that stage and everything went crickets. All you heard was crickets when DMX wanted to challenge you. I heard no response. Who else? I mean, Busta Rhymes said several months before that nobody wanted to battle him on the versus stage. So what is really going on here? I mean, it's one thing to be a hip-hop artist, but it's another thing to think that another hip-hop artist is not worthy of a challenge from you. For you to think that nobody's not worthy of standing on the stage with you is ridiculous. Come on, Jay-Z. You ain't never really want to stay on the stage with DMX before he passed away. My condolences to that brother and his family once again. Stop it. Let's don't be arrogant. Because Busta Rhymes still ain't get challenged for the versus battle. Last time I checked. Let's move it on. Trick Daddy. We're going Dream Champs. And talk about how Beyonce can't sing and be challenged on why he thinks she's not a real singer, how she can't really sing, right? And also start talking about his private sex bedroom life too as well, about how he eat, you know what, which was crazy. That would go viral. Him talking about his private bedroom life, how Beyonce can't sing and how she's not a real singer. Whatever. Everybody got their opinions and it's a title to it. Okay? Whatever. Okay, also, Alpo will be labeled the boogeyman. Why? Because he got murdered, allegedly got murdered on Halloween night. But there wasn't no evidence detaining that he was murdered. That's ridiculous, people. I mean, come on. Let's stop it. You know, we don't really know what really happened. But if he did, rest in peace to him and his family as well. My condolences. Also, my condolences to his little son who felt like his life is being threatened because of his father. Yeah, Paparazzi Poe, that is, in case y'all wanted to know who I was talking about. The president. Joe Biden. So he pulls the troops out of Afghanistan. Some people feel like he should have kept the troops in Afghanistan. Also, this Delta and this Omicron thing, right? I'm trying to figure this out. Is this COVID that we dealing with, or is Delta, or is Omicron? Which one it is? Because I'm very confused. What I am going to tell y'all out there, people, just keep yourself protected the best way y'all know how to. It's so much going on. We barely hear from them. We barely even see Miss Harris, Kamala Harris speaking. We don't really hear from these people. It's like ever since they've been in the office, we barely heard anything, right? We hear things, but not enough. And all the positive things that need to be done is not being known enough. You know, with this mask on, mask off, shots, regardless of what, and all these rules and regulations from the CDT, the CDC, I don't know what's going on. It's ridiculous. Let's stop it. Peace and love, people. I'm out.